Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, people. Welcome back to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia, the soul in sports. I'm your host, Mike Knox. And today, people, can Saint Nick, oh, dear Heavenly Football Father in the sky, can you please bless the hands of Saint Nicholas? And can you have that his hands be so blessed that someone only like Tim Tebow himself could have been blessed by you to bless Saint Nick enough to go into New Orleans and beat them Saints? Who that? Who that? Say they could beat them Saints. I don't know, but can Saint Nicholas have an opportunity? We shall talk about that, people. Can the Dallas Cowboys, America's former team, you know, I don't care. They're America's team. I don't know why. They keep freaking losing. Will they lose this weekend? Let's talk about it. 347-637-3859. That's one of the particulars. The rest of them are, follow me on Twitter by my namesake. I am loud. I speak loud. By now, if you can't tell, hey, fellas, hey, my foggy girl don't get loud. Hey, Mike, not spelt with three X's because you already know. Also, the station gives you the identification. 1340 AM Fox Sports on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, tune in at LinkedIn. I don't know. Wherever it is you are, so is 1340 AM Fox Sports 96.9 FM. But today, today, as we lock it up, it's a lock it up Friday. Hashtag bet that NFL divisional round playoffs take effect. And for the hour that is before you, we will bring you the power in sports right here on the Soul in Sports. 347-637-3859. Have any questions, comments, or just want to hate, call on in. But today I'm not alone. I am joined by a brother from the city of brotherly love. Oh, Jay Chris, welcome back to the program. We didn't say Nick, and I don't believe God helps sports teams, but damn it, if he did, it's in St. Nicholas' hand to try if he can get another blessing. What you think?
Yip-de-dee. What's going on, Mike? Look, man, the Philadelphia Eagles have a grand opportunity to shock the world on Sunday, and, the confidence is growing in Nick Foles throughout the city. I mean, people love Nick Foles since he won the city Super Bowl, and now, you know, it's looking like he's going through the process again. We shall see. It's a rematch of I think it was week 11, rematch where the Saints just lambasted the Eagles. They took advantage of an injured Sidney Jones throughout the game, and Sidney Jones, I don't believe, will be playing in this game. So, we'll see what happens, man. I know the Saints are a heavy favorite, but, you know, I'm excited for the game. I know you're excited for the game. I think the entire NFL world is in some way, shape, or form excited about that particular game. And then the weekend in the whole, but that particular game is going to be something. I can't wait to see it.
Well, cannot wait to see it. I cannot wait to talk about it. And also, we're going to join us today from Miami. He finally made his way back from Medellin. He ducked me when I told him he didn't want to talk about all about them cakes. Damn you, Cormier. Versus the greatest of all time, Johnny Bones Jones. What's going on, Huggo?
You mean the cheat of all time, regardless of what you think. He's always going to be known as a cheat. He will always have
except
an answer.
People like you that hate.
But
nope.
At the end
nope.
of the day,
nope.
Mike, you know what? I'll give you. He had a hell of a fight against Alexander Gustafsson. And that's it, man. Now let's see what John Jones can do. But that being said, hey, I'm on your guys' bandwagon, man. I really do hope St. Nick can pull it off this weekend. Heavy favorites for the Saints. I don't know. Can Nick Foles be the answer to the city of brotherly love? We'll see. Guess we'll talk about it, right, Mike?
We're going to talk about it right now. And right now, let's go back to the former coach of the city of brotherly love, Andy Reid, favorite by 5.5 points against the Indianapolis Colts at home. Now, I've been saying this for, 4 or 5 years now, as we are on episode number 1999, as before us. I went back. This was supposed to be 2000, right? But guess what, guys? This is my show, right? I'm just going to want to do. There were some episodes that were really bad that were, like, muffled. I deleted them, right? So it says, delete, right? As Matt Hardy would do. They don't count. This is episode 1999, all right? Because I'm going to make sure they're 2000. Is especially for the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, who had to postpone today. So, because he had to postpone. Yeah, this is episode 1999. But the former coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jay Chris, Andy Reid, is going against Andrew. He has yet to run out of luck. And our former offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, everything that is Andrew Luck. Can Andy Reid, is Andy Reid the most, is who has more pressure this weekend than Andy Reid? I don't think no one does, to be honest with you, Jay Chris.
Well, let me think about it. No, I don't think so, man. I mean, Andy Reid really needs to show up in the playoffs, especially in Kansas City. He hasn't shown up at all in the playoffs in Kansas City. He's got the number one seed for, again, he's no stranger to the number one seed in the playoffs, but he's got the number one seed in. And he really got to make something happen. Got to find a way to make something, turn that number one seed into something special. And, going back to his days in Philly, you just wonder, like, is there something that goes on with Andy Reid and out on his game planning or his adjustment making in the playoffs that he just doesn't have in the regular season? I don't know. I think he's got the most pressure on him. If you want to say anybody has pressure on him, it's got to be Andy Reid. Because, I would think coming into a close second would be the Los Angeles Rams. But, yeah, I would go Andy
I would think the Dallas Cowboys. I would think the Dallas Cowboys will have the second most pressure on them next to Andy Reid because they're the Dallas Cowboys.
The only reason I don't think the Dallas Cowboys have the most pressure on them because they're really not expected to win this game and they're on the road. So that's the only reason I'm taking some of that pressure off of them. Of course, you know, I'm sure we'll get into that later. But I think L.A. has a lot of pressure on them because – you know, they lost in their first game of the playoffs last year to the Atlanta Falcons at home. So if they do it again to the Cowboys at home, you know, they're going to start asking some questions about that team.
Well, I know one thing for sure. Oh, hold on. Breaking news.
1340 News, go now.
Brian Flores. Who is that, you may ask? He is the linebackers coach for the New England Patriots. African-American man, I didn't know who he was, so you didn't know he's black, now you know, has now been hired as the head coach for Huggo, your Miami Dolphins. The Belichick tree continues. Now going to Miami, linebackers coach, Brian Flores. This has been reported by NFL, Ian Rapoport, and other outlets out there as well. Breaking news there, you know, get it out there. The Rooney Rule is still working, Jay Chris.
The Rooney Rule is still working, still in effect, you know, except for the teams that do it, you know, just to satisfy the rule. You know, I hate that part of the rule that some teams do it to satisfy the rule, but, you know, Rooney Rule is still working, man. Congratulations to them.
Huggo in Miami, but hates the team. Huggo, you know who Brian Flores is?
No, hell no, but I'm going to go ahead and hear all these Miami Dolphins come out and say that they're going to go in and win the Super Bowl because they got something from the New England Patriots. So,
good for them. Let's go ahead back. 5.5 is Kansas City versus Andrew Luck, Jay Chris. Now, here's my thing about Andrew Luck, man, and what's been going on with this team. They are really freaking better than we give them credit for. The Indianapolis Colts, winners of 10 of their last 11 games, beat us. I thought we should have won that game.
We beat them.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Eagles beat,
what is that
Eagles
noise?
Beat.
We did win that game. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you click on things on your computer, like this music just started blasting in my ear, and I couldn't think, and I couldn't find how to stop it. So I'm sorry. It was really annoying the out of me. Last time these guys met, the Chiefs won 30-14 back in 2016. Wasn't that the? But Andy Reid in the playoffs don't do very well. I think the most dangerous team in the playoffs, besides my Philadelphia Eagles, but being realistically, is the Indianapolis Colts in this form. Can Andy Reid pull this off, Jay Chris, and who you got in this game?
I think I said it last week on the show that this Indianapolis Colts team is probably the most dangerous team in the playoffs right now, being that, like you said, they won 10 of their last 11 games. Andrew Luck, we know, is a stud. It looks like things are coming together. They got a great coach in Frank Wright. Going into Kansas City as a 5-point dog. It was a 5.5-point dog.
Mm-hmm.
I like Indianapolis. I like Indianapolis to win the game outright, but for the sake of this show, I'm going to say Indianapolis is going to cover that 5.5.
No, but you said outright. I heard it.
They will. I think they're going to win outright.
You better lock it up. I say that right now. Wow. Outright win by the Indianapolis Colts, and Andrew is not running out of luck. Andy, you know, he thought he was going to KFC, but ended up at Kansas City. Hugo, who you got in this game?
Man, to be honest with you, I mean, I all the assessments of you guys are saying that Andy Reid is absolutely 100% correct. When's the last time we actually saw the Kansas City Chiefs actually be also relevant in the playoffs? I mean, I can't recall how long ago has that been. They've been number one season, number two season, getting knocked out. And Andrew Luck, man, like, it's been such a remarkable story coming back from two injuries, winning the last 10, 11 games. I'm liking Indianapolis. You guys are correct. They are probably the most dangerous team right now in the playoffs. I'm going to go ahead and say, man, the Indianapolis Colts get it done. They actually go to Arrowhead and defeat the Kansas City Chiefs.
You better lock it up.
Lock it up, then. Another one on the board for Kansas City. And
lock it up.
I believe last week I went 3-1, Jay Chris. Only one I lost is I went for your cousin, which you didn't. I went for Watson.
Oh, right. Okay.
I went for the Texans.
Forgot about that.
Right. Picking the Eagles. Picking Seattle. I mean, picking Dallas. Everybody picked Seattle. And my lock of the week was San Diego, and my upset were the Philadelphia Eagles. Well,
Seattle covered, so you got that, right?
And I picked Dallas, and Dallas covered. It was a 2-point spread, and they won by two.
No,
I didn't pick Seattle. I picked Dallas to win the game. I told you, remember that? I said that day I switched every pick except for the San Diego game.
Okay.
On that day, all my picks switched. Today, I'm not. Yeah, you picked Baltimore. Seattle. You picked Seattle. And you went 2-2. I went 3-1. It's okay. There's only one game. Why did I bring all that up? Patrick Mahomes and Andrew Luck are about to put on a show, guys. I'm sorry. This game is going to be the game possibly of the weekend to watch. Possibly. This weekend, divisional round, this is the greatest weekend in the NFL to me. This is the greatest weekend in the NFL. But y'all got it wrong. Andrew's going to run out of luck because Patrick Mahomes is a bad, bad boy. However, I will take the Colts to cover that 5.5. Give me Kansas City to win the game outright. However, the Indianapolis Colts will cover that 6 points. Listen, it's the Chiefs' defense. It's the Chiefs' defense. So I'm going with that. I know for a friend of the program, our man Blocks Me Tone, Ryan Hunter, he's a Colts fan. With some luck in Andrew proceeding, You know, but he's also going against my former coach, who I think should deserve to have a championship, although he won't get it this year because my pick for the AFC will be Philip Rivers, which, there you go, my pick already right there, as we translate to that game as the undefeated at home New England Patriots, favored by 4 points, 8-0 at home, going against the Los Angeles Superchargers. I would never get you saying L.A. Chargers. It just sounds stupid, by the way, NFL. Just sounds stupid. Phillip Rivers, 9-0 on the road this year, y'all. Not 9-0. They won 9 games in a row. Let me rephrase that. I apologize. Won 9 games in a row this year. Guys, they're going to go into New England. They're going to take on Tom Horatio Rodriguez, I am the GOAT Brady, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots will go down outright. Give me the Los Angeles Chargers and Phillip Rivers with my upset.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up.
Wait.
Lock it up.
Hear it again. My upset of the week. Phillip Rivers.
Lock it up.
And the Los Angeles Superchargers, the most balanced team. I hate saying that. I've been hearing it all god darn day now. It's edged in my head like when you seen your mom's boobs for the first time. You wasn't supposed to see them. You couldn't get them out of your head. It just burned in my head. Now I keep hearing most balanced team. But they are. Hunter Henry's back. The boa constrictor. And Phillip, he needs one. He deserves one's Rivers. He gets it. Upset of the week, y'all. The San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers, J. Chris. How you got it?
Well, you know, Tom Brady is probably the greatest quarterback that we've seen in our lifetime, that we've watched his entire career. And I've said many times on this show,
only call him a GOAT because of the ring. I don't think he's the best I've ever seen, by the way. I think three others are physically better than him. I give him the GOAT because his clutch team.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers is better than him, athletically.
I don't. I think Aaron Rodgers is better than deep ball, but I don't think he's better than Tom Brady.
Well, that's another discussion for another day. But, you know, I loathe Phillip Rivers. Every time Phillip Rivers is on my fantasy team.
Is that because he's North Carolina State, too?
Actually has nothing to do with it. Actually has nothing to do with it. Surprise.
Where is
Vaughn? It's just that he has done my fantasy team dirty every time I've drafted him. And he never shows up when I draft him on my fantasy team. And I just think he's the best overrated player and overrated quarterback in the league.
You always say that.
I do.
That's disrespectful.
I feel that way. That's just how I feel. I think he's the best overrated quarterback in the league.
I want to argue. We're in the barbershop,
okay.
Right? Are we not in the barbershop?
Ahead,
I want to argue. Why the hell
you
is Phillip Rivers overrated? I don't want the floor. I'm asking a question.
What has he accomplished?
What
has he accomplished? Except for Riley Curry and babies. Now, he has won an average of 10 games a year. He is constantly a 4,000 to 5,000 yard passer. He has had more turmoil over his team. You put him in a Giants uniform, you put him in a Patriots uniform, you put him in any other organization, he's playing for San Diego. They are the homeless team of the NFL. They're not playing in L.A. in a soccer stadium where everybody who goes to their stadium takes over their stadium. He is constantly being held down by the man. And, you know, he's still a Caucasian fella, but by the man. Because he's not conforming. The man got like 13 kids. He is shooting no blanks. Phillip Rivers is an awesome quarterback who's never won the championship, Chris. So you kind of just made my point. What you just said is that he's the best overrated quarterback in the league.
How is he overrated, though, Jay Chris?
What your argument has told me. You told me who he doesn't play for. You told me what team he does play for. And you told me how many kids he's got. But you really haven't told me what he's accomplished in the league, which is nothing.
Well, accomplishment, hold on. So you're telling me, okay, all
Nick Foles has accomplished more than him.
I'm sorry. I had to take a drink of my beautiful Snapple Apple. Not sponsored by anybody. I just like Snapple Apple. Yeah, get at me. I will be a sponsor for you. It's a delicious drink, beverage. So you're trying to say Nick Foles is better than Phillip Rivers?
I'll say it right now.
Please don't. Please tell me he didn't say that. Say what? What you gonna
say?
I'll say it right now. I'll take
Nick Foles in the playoffs over Phillip Rivers right now.
Because he won you a title.
You tested my fanship there, and I would also take that right now because he has divine intervention. It's not magic. It's divine intervention. Those are my words that I use. It's not magic. Okay.
But now, you're telling me,
I didn't say playoffs, but playoffs. You're telling me. Do you think Nick Foles is a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers? Matter of fact, let me do a little bit better than that. Do you think that Nick Foles is better than Phillip Rivers?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But what I can say is Nick Foles has accomplished more as a quarterback. Matter of fact,
he won
Nick
a Super Bowl. Of course he
had.
He won a Super Bowl. That's not fair. He won a Super Bowl. He tied the record this year, the 25 straight completion record that he had just made 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I got you.
So, okay. I mean, he's done things. And yeah, it's not fair that he won the Super Bowl last year, and we can say that Nick Foles has done more in the playoffs than Phillip Rivers. However, that all being said, I'm picking the Chargers to win this game. I'm picking the overrated Phillip Rivers and the Chargers to win this game. To go back across the entire country, you got to go from San Diego to New England. That's the entire NFL.
Actually,
country.
They never left the East Coast. I don't know where everybody's getting this from. They never left the East Coast.
Come on, man. Come on, Mike. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
I have to do that because everybody keeps saying that all these experts. Okay, and they're more, they got more listeners than we got. Hell, they're on the major network. We're a Fox affiliate in Hopewell, Virginia. Okay, 2,000 episodes.
Well,
coming
even
soon,
better.
Can you that?
Even
I'm just saying.
That you said that.
They didn't go nowhere.
I'm going to take that and flip it some more. That means they never slept in their own bed the entire week. Ever. They didn't sleep in their own bed the entire week. They didn't even go home. They didn't go see their kids.
Some of their home beds suck.
Some
of them players don't have the money Phillip Rivers has, and they bed sucks at home. So this is a better bed at the hotel. Yep.
I don't know that. What I know is from what you told me is that they didn't go home. So what they got to do is they stay away from home. They're going to be a little angrier. They're going to go into New England. They're going to stomp out them Patriots. It's over for them. Dynasty completed.
Lock it up.
It's done. Locked up. It's
a wrap.
You better lock it up.
How you got it going, Hugo? Who wins this game?
Lock it up.
4 points.
But I still can't believe Jay Chris. He got me puzzled with the whole Phillip Rivers being overrated, especially with a quarterback with a 95.6 pass rating.
What about Phillip Rivers?
Career,
been so great
in a
that
career,
love
in a career over 55,000 yards. Come on, man. Come on. He is tied as with third all-time consecutive starts by an NFL quarterback, man. And you know what? This dude deserves a ring.
He's tied for what? Say it again, Hugo. I'm sorry.
Third
again,
for most consecutive games without missing a game. He's never hurt.
Right.
And he's always hurt. He's like the Allen Iverson of the NFL,
but
worse because he plays football.
Even worse. He played all them games and still ain't doing nothing yet.
Stop it. But with that being said, I'm going
to
go.
At least I can say Nick Foles who sat the bench for 7 years. Phillip Rivers ain't missed a damn game. and then he ain't even the best at that because he got two other people in front of him. Come on, man. Come on.
Hey,
I can flip any argument.
Los Angeles.
I'm good at that.
Los Angeles, Mike. Give me Los Angeles. Like James says, the dynasty's over. I'm taking the San Diego Chargers.
You better lock it up.
Lock it up. Oh, God.
Lock it up.
Micah, Phillip Rivers, overrated. You know who's overrated, Micah? Do you know? I mean, King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter. Do you know who's overrated? The stinking Dallas Cowboys. That's who's overrated. Not as a team this year, but just as an organization. I said it. I'm going to say what people don't want to say. They are a mediocre franchise. They are. They have all this lore because they had Landry and, you know, Staubach and Emmett. I stayed around just to beat Walter Payton's record because I suck really in real life. So I had to stay around and get a record from Walter Payton after he passed away. So I played in Arizona and got more yards. Smith. That's a long name, right? What else are they overrated for? Hold on. Don't. Oh, that's Micah putting something in there. So leave me alone. Listen, Dallas Cowboys, more importantly, Vegas is trying to mess with y'all minds. Do you see the point spread, J. Chris? It's 7.
The Cowboys game? No, what is it?
Huggo. It's 7. It's 7. The Dallas Cowboys in L.A., how about this? This is an 8:15 game on a Saturday evening, which basically means this is a 5 o'clock in the afternoon game on a Saturday. You know what fans are going to be in L.A.? Dallas Cowboy fans. The Cowboys will go into L.A., and it hates me to say this. I think they have the best chance in the NFC this weekend to upset on the road, which means I'll talk about the Philly game in a second. 7 points. I'm not sure if they can win the game outright, J. Chris. I actually think they can win it outright, as you said earlier, for how we do here on the show. We go with point spreads, all right? Let's speak spreads, point spreads. Dallas covers the 7 points. I don't believe in the Rams' defense as much as everybody else does. I think it's very funny how this week, out of nowhere, all of a sudden now, Jared Goff is trash compared to Dakota Prescott. Now it's all, okay, you know, it's what would the quarterbacks do? And I got more faith in Dakota than I got. And it's more pressure on Jared Goff. How is there more pressure on Jared Goff? It's impossible to be more pressure on Jared Goff. Jared Goff's playing at home. He's playing with Sean McVay. They're playing with house money. Yeah, they have the best, second best record in the NFC, but they're playing with house money. The Dallas Cowboys, America's team, always has pressure on them. Do they not, J. Chris? Do they not, Hugo? They always have pressure. Who has more pressure? I say Dallas, J. Chris.
Well, they have a lot of pressure on them because of what you just said, because of being the Dallas Cowboys, they're always expected to win. Even when they stink, they're expected to win because they're the Cowboys. But you know, I said earlier, I feel like it's been more pressures on the L.A. Rams just because of what they've done the past couple of seasons. And they're at home. They have more pressure to win at home than the Cowboys team coming into their place. What you think about what I say?
I just don't see it that way. Go ahead, Hugo.
I think the way that you see it, Mike, is that Dallas, since the focal point, it's always around the Cowboys. And that's the reason why you say they have
right.
that pressure, because every
right.
media outlet that you hear, it's the
exactly.
Dallas Cowboys this, can the Cowboys that. That's the reason why. It's because the whole country, the whole nation is looking down right at the Dallas Cowboys. Do they have enough to do it? I agree with Mike, J. Chris. I think the Cowboys definitely do have the pressure mounted on them, man. It's just because of the focal eye is on you, on the Dallas Cowboys.
So it's kind of – so you guys are saying pressure more so because of the media. And I think the fan base puts a lot of pressure on them because – they do so much talking when they win. When they lose, they're nowhere to be found. So they're kind of apologists when they lose because they kind of hide and under rocks and whatever the case, wherever they go, they slither back into their caves. But when they win, you know, they're boisterous and they talk. So the fan base kind of puts pressure on them on that aspect. The media always talks about them because they're the Cowboys. But, I mean, do you not expect the Rams to win this game? I mean, I'm not asking for your picks, but I'm saying in this situation, Rams been having the second best record in the league, in the NFC, and probably, you know, they very well could have had the best record. They could have been the number one seed. You don't think there's some pressure there for the Rams?
I actually do think there's a lot of – I think the Rams have pressure, like you just said. They're the home team. They're the team that's expected to win. They have Sean McVay. They have the one of the best running backs in football. These are the two of the three best running backs in football, with the other one being in New York. Right. This is Todd Gurley. This is the workhorse. This is what they do. I think they're the one that's going to do what they always do. Sean McVay, everybody's like, oh, his offense is this. It's a play action offense. They run until he has to pass. And then you're so expected to run, they beat you with speed and a good deep pass by Jared Goff here and there. I do think that Garrett and what we hear from them, the Cowboys having the history of, you know, strange things happening to them lately. What Eagles players say, oh, we know what they're going to do. They're going to choke when it matters most. I think all the pressure's on Dallas in this game. I think all the pressure's on Dakota Prescott. They're the youngest team in the NFL. What did they say? Average age is like 25? I mean, like, I'm sorry, like 27, 28 years old for the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, like, they have all the pressure, in my opinion. Because you got Ezekiel Elliott. This is Jerry Jones. This is – I think each and every week, as much as I hate to admit it because of who they are, they always will have more pressure than most teams, especially in situations like this. It's just the nature of the beast. It's who they are. It's when I looked at college football and said, hey, damn, as much as I hate to admit it, I'm a Notre Dame football fan. You know who Notre Dame is? They're the college football Dallas Cowboys. They're the who we used to be and haven't done anything lately. But no matter what they do, if they're good, they're always going to be in the spotlight, and that's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I think from that aspect, I agree with both of you, the fact that they have pressure because they're the Cowboys. But from a team perspective, when you look at the accomplishments of the team, from what I'm talking about, if the Cowboys don't get it done this year, right, the talk is probably for there's going to be some talk of, well, there they go, they choked again. Mm-hmm. To, well, you know, they put the building.
And what
blocks.
Happens
I mean,
with LA?
Oh,
this is their
second
year; they're just getting together.
Right. This is, and if LA loses in this round again for the second year in a row, there's going to be a lot of talk of you know, they just can't get it done. Whereas, you know, the Cowboys weren't
in
the playoffs
second,
last year.
I don't think that is as much them not getting the job done in round two again, a second year in a row, more than they lost to the way Dallas may win the game. Like, again, I think LA wins the game. I think Dallas covers the game. Who I think is the better team, to be honest? I said this for a couple weeks back now, and I hated to admit it. I'm going to always say it because I hate and I loathe the Dallas Cowboys. I think they're a bad team, man. I think they're really good on defense. I think as much as I never, ever want to sit back. Remember we had the conversations a few years ago about Eli Manning or over this year, and I said, well, I don't think Eli Manning is as bad as any quarterback who can't throw the ball will look the way Eli Manning was looking. Now, I know lately he has some bad decision-making, and I don't understand how that changes, but skill-wise, I think Eli Manning can still – I think Dakota Prescott, for what it's worth, isn't as bad as the media tries to make him out to be how he had those games. And how I look at this team as somebody who I have to play every year, being in my division, and they scare me. They have a good offensive line. The defense is good. The secondary is being put together very nicely. You added Amari Cooper, which we tried to get as a number one. He is a true number one. Look what he's done for that offense. Ezekiel Elliott, who I told you I believe he's better. I think he's the best running back in football. I believe you said that you believe Saquon Barkley is. Okay? I just think every Dallas is, to me, yes, more talent to answer the question. The Rams have more talent because you got Gurley that offsets Zeke, I guess, as being the third best back in football. They got that defense of names over there. But I do think more talent – I'm going to rephrase that. I give more talent to Dallas. The only thing I give L.A. is Donald.
Like
I give L.A. Donald. No, I did. I had to think it out, right? I had to think it out. I give them Donald and I give them McVay. I give every other thing to the Dallas Cowboys, including the quarterback. They got a better receiver. They have a better quarterback. They got a better running back. They have a better overall defensive line. Lawrence and them boys is bad. And my man Smith from Notre Dame, enough said. Their linebacker, I think the Dallas Cowboys are a better talented football team than the Los Angeles Rams. And they just not figured out how to put it together. And again, it's scary.
Let me tell you something, Mike. I can't disagree with you. That's all. I can't disagree with you. I'm not ready to say. I'm not ready to say Dak is better than Goff because I'm not sold on either one of them just yet. Zeke is probably, you know, obvious. I guess it's a little it's kind of obvious that Zeke is better than Gurley. Gurley is good. The offensive line I think is probably better. Dallas offensive line probably better. Defensive line I would give the edge to LA. I would probably give the secondary edge to LA as well. But I'm not sure on that. But the coaching edge I'm gonna have to give to LA as well. I think if Dallas had the right coach, they could probably be LA. They could probably be New Orleans. But they don't have the right coach. And that's coming from Cowboys fans, not me. I like the coach that they have personally. They can keep him forever, so that's all I care. But you know,
yeah, keep him.
Dallas Cowboys fans, they don't have the right coach.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, if thank God that Garrett is a Jerry boy. Hugo, who you think has more talent here? You're quiet over there.
I like the Rams, man. I like the Rams. I like Gurley. I like Goff. I'm gonna say the Rams, even though you know Dak Prescott is he's good, but I'm gonna take the Rams. I'll take the Rams.
I just think Goff is a quarterback, and a, I'm not again. I hate that when we say system quarterback or man quarterback manager. Right, you're an NFL quarterback, you're pretty good, but I think he throws a really decent deep ball. I think he's an intelligent quarterback, which quarterbacks you have to be. Okay. But I, when I look at him, I think he reminds me of I'm sorry, what's his name from that was drafted by the 49ers, Alex Smith, except for he will go down the field more and he has more offensive creativity with McVay being his coach. And that's the way I look at it. But I do take the Dallas Cowboys to win that to cover that 7 points. And like I said, I always want to say they're going to win the game outright. But who cares? It's only about my picks and the money that comes in. So I'm going to take the 7 and give me Dallas to cover the 7 points, Jay Chris. So you got me the game.
I got Dallas winning the game outright.
Okay. There it is. Hugo?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Mike. I'm going to say Dallas does cover the spread, but the Rams win it. So, yeah, Dallas covers.
All right. People, I've said this since last year. In Foles, we trust. No, like, we don't know who you're picking there, King Vaughn. You're not going to inbox us on who you're picking. We know you're picking Dallas. The fact that we had to even talk about that nonsense had my mouth bleeding. Not my ears, because I can't hear me. You're listening to me. So my mouth was bleeding. I have to spew out that garbage. Anyway. 8 points, New Orleans at home. Put a ass whipping on the Philadelphia Eagles this season. Worst loss of the season. Best victory of the season for New Orleans Saints. We talked about this game that Monday morning. All that trash talk they talk. Oh, if we'd have played the Eagles, we'd have beat them, we'd have been the ones in the Super Bowl. We talked about Jay Chris Howe. It's not the same team. You know, it's not the same players. It's not the same coaching staff. It's not the same team. It has some of the same core players, but the team is not. You know what else is not the same? The Philadelphia Eagles, who played the New Orleans Saints, was that week 10, week 11, Jay Chris?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's week 11.
It's not the same team. We had players. No, it was about week 12, week 13. Let me check that schedule. King Vaughn Jr., please check that schedule for Eagles, Saints, when they played last, please. But when that game happened, we had people that just came from Kurt Warner's grocery shop as he was showing them when he was once a bagger, how to bag groceries. And they came in this game, and we had people that were hurt that tried to play in this game. They couldn't play, got dusted. This is not the same secondary of the Philadelphia Eagles. This is not the same team from last year and damn sure not from a few weeks ago when New Orleans spanked us in New Orleans. It's 8 points. Let me understand. Let me explain to you guys about sports out there listening. I don't believe that God has a hand or gives a damn about who wins sports. I don't. I think he's there for injuries. I like when players pray after the game and before the game and nobody got hurt and, you know, things like that. Prayer works. What I do know is that there are strange things. There are things, you know, that we can only explain by using the frame of divine intervention. What is divine intervention? Do y'all remember Tim Tebow and the things he would pull off? Vince Young, the things he would pull off. Doug Flutie, right? Things they would pull off. Quarterbacks, not the greatest, but for some reason knew how to find the will to win. The moment is never too big. Paint the picture I told you about LeBron James and how the media will say when he wins or becomes a second or third seed, oh, he took a worthless team to the second seed, so he's the GOAT. He's better than Michael. Ah! This is the painting on the wall of the New Orleans Saints going against Saint Nick. Jay Chris, I'm not going to start with you either. I'm going to start with Hugo. Can Saint Nick pull off the win against the Saints on Sunday while the world is watching at 4:45?
Well, he's obviously done it. No one ever thought that Nick Foles was actually going to be a Super Bowl champion. He's obviously accomplished that. He brought them back into the promised land, back into the playoffs. Got a good win last week. He can definitely do it. However, Mike, as much as I want the Philadelphia Eagles to knock down the Saints, it's just a tough task, man. Especially in that Metro. What is it? The Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
What makes it so hard? Did the Dallas Cowboys go in there and beat them?
Yeah, they did.
They put a weapon on them, right? Okay.
They did. Is that what? I don't know, Mike. The atmosphere is different. Clean slate. I mean, then again, that's one thing that favors the Eagles, right? Clean slate. What happened what happened the regular season. That's it. It's done and dusted. You know, I mean, it's just a one-off. Anything can happen in a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the pressure's too much on the Eagles, Mike. I want St. Nick. I think he can do it. But I'm going to say that the New Orleans Saints will advance to the NFC Championship game, man.
So
it's just a lot of pressure
on the Blizzard. And they're covering the 8? And they're covering the 8?
Yes. They're going to.
Woo!
Yes.
Lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Jay Chris. It's like Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. I'm throwing that alley-oop to you, and my hand is pointing to the camera. Are you going to slam it or lay it up?
Listen, man. Let me go down a couple lines here. Eagles going to New Orleans and get whooped earlier this year, whatever week or week 11, whatever it was. Whooped. I mean, absolutely whooped. Different guys in the secondary this year. I mean, in this game, we have an opportunity to avenge that loss. But let me take you back a few more years.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Chip Kelly is the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
And New Orleans comes into Philadelphia.
Mm.
And I believe
Philadelphia
is. Woo! I believe Philadelphia are the favorites in this game.
Hallelujah.
None other than Nick Foles is the quarterback in this game.
Yes, yes, yes.
New Orleans gets out with the win. Whew. Nick Foles left the field with the game in hand. I shouldn't say in hand, but he left the field in the lead.
Saint Nick.
So not only is this revenge for a game that happened earlier this season, but this can be revenge for a game that happened a few years back.
Whew.
Okay? For the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh. Testify.
8 points
testify.
Is a lot of points for a team of Philadelphia's caliber for
the
Super Bowl champion.
Where they playing now, Lord?
And of course, I'm always going to pick this game with my heart. I'm not even going to try to pick it with my head. I'm going to pick this game with my heart. I got
impossible.
The Eagles winning this game.
Impossible.
Got the
impossible.
Eagles winning this game.
Woo. Oh,
they're going to go
I
out of New Orleans.
No
is you know, Drew Brees is not Bobby Hebert. We're not going back to the 90s.
You better lock it up.
We're going to come away with that when we're going to disappoint some people, especially Alvin Kamara.
Lock it up.
Going to disappoint you, bro.
Lock it up.
Oh,
you got your wish, Alvin. Here we go.
You got it. You asked for it. You asked for it, right? He asked for it, right?
He did. In the preseason, before the season even started.
Jay Chris. You gave such a wonderful sermon. And my brother, you did. I'm telling
you. Are you ready to go?
You gave it to us only way you could. Let me go back. Let me throw this back to Hugo. Hugo, you go. I get an honorarium to the collection plate for the pastor, Pastor Jay Watts. Right there. He passing collection plate to you, to the pastor here. Because, Jay Chris, you just did the damn thing right there. And Foles, we trust. I'm such a bad boy. Not only is it not my upset of the week, because who I told you was my upset? I said that the Los Angeles Chargers is my upset. They're going to go. To Foxborough. Sorry. You got Giselle at home. She bakes. It's okay. But the New Orleans Saints favored by 8 points. Nah. The Philadelphia Eagles.
lock of the week. And Nick Foles, we trust. He's going to beat the Saints. He's going to beat them. Lock it up.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Oh, Lordy, my baby Hercules. Hercules. That, yes, my baby Nick. My baby Nick. My baby Nick. Oh, man. I almost, if I was on camera, y'all, I just passed out like some of the ladies at church. I just fell. Yeah, just come throw money on me to get that one lady. Remember that? Whatever church that was, I want to go, please. That lady fell out. And they must have dropped about $50,000 on her. Oh, Hugo, you're not compelled? Not at all?
Oh.
Nope.
That was what? I really am.
Here it is.
You guys, though.
Here it is, my winners. Here it is for you, King Vaughn. Mike Knox's hashtag bet that of the weeks are the Philadelphia Eagles, 8 points lock of the week. Los Angeles Chargers, -4, upset of the week. Dallas Cowboys, -7, give me the Cowboys. Andy Reid, 5.5 against Indianapolis, give me Indianapolis. I went with all upsets this week. However, I have Kansas City winning. I have the Rams winning outright, but those we go with point spreads here. Indianapolis, Dallas, Chargers, Philadelphia, all my winners. Jay Chris, 3-1 last week. You picked Indianapolis, Dallas, Chargers, and Philly. Also, Jay Chris, do you know our record when we both picked the same winners? Do you know?
No, what?
That's below 500. God darn it. I know that. It's not very good. You thought I was going to say something cool, right? Like, yo, we like 90% winners.
Hoping.
No, we're not. Not at
sure
all. Not at all. Oh, man. Whew. Lock of the week to Philadelphia Eagles. 347-637-3859. Listen, guys, what a week also that happened this week. Like I said, we got the coaching carousels shaping up, if you will, as we reported that linebackers coach for the New England Patriots now, Mr. Brian Flores, is the head coach of the Miami. We still suck Dolphins. I'm sorry. I don't say that. That's what people say down in Miami, right, Hugo? Like, you're from Miami, or you're right. You say you suck, right? Such a bad person. He likes no team in Miami, but he lives there. I never understood that.
I should like the Marlins. If I like baseball, I would go to the Marlins. Because, you know, I mean, the Marlins are around. You know.
Okay. That might be the only reason he likes them, because they're irrelevant and nobody
right.
can really talk to
them. That's what it sounded like. That's exactly what it sounded like, Jake. That's why I just, okay. I didn't know what to say.
Hugo is that guy that, you know, he walks around in Miami and then somebody gets excited about the Dolphins. Hugo's the guy that's like, you know what, your team sucks. Just to ruin it. Just to mess up his day. That's weird. He just wants to ruin the day.
Especially after the Heat lost LeBron, you know, I went to everyone and be like, oh, you guys still suck.
See?
That's just wrong to even be that way. How dare you? So, guys, don't get ready to get up out of here. We supposed to had one Deontay Wilder was supposed to join the program today. Had some things that came up, is all I can say. So we were trying to actually on the phone now, trying to reschedule that. Hopefully we can bring it to you live as all the other interviews we've done with him. I believe we had him pre-recorded, right, Jay Chris? Yes. We had him.
Yes.
They both were like early in the morning, like 12 o'clock. In the afternoon, our time, or
yeah,
like, you know, for him, like, you
they
know,
were, they were before the show, yeah, they were
before,
yeah,
the, show.
Before the
show. So, I'm trying to get him on live. I guess the time of, you know, being on the West Coast is different, or he's in where he is right now. I don't know, but try to get him back on sometime soon. Try to make episode 2000, couldn't, so I'm just gonna go ahead. I know tomorrow on the program, Jams podcast is back on the air from the UK talking wrestling. UK NXT now has a performance center
all the big things going on with AEW. If you did not check out that episode yesterday, we had Greg DeMarco from thechairshot.com on the program yesterday. Very good show. I never thought I could do a whole show about wrestling that had nothing to do with WWE. I did it. So there you go for that. Check the interview out on all the other podcasts and shows we've had on all the various platforms, whether that is TuneIn app, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. For real, look them up, y'all. We've been here for quite some time, from Impact on your Thursdays to KME News Tonight, Mars, Invading Mars, very big Facebook first radio program was on here as well. We had the new Twitch show. We've had a lot of programs on here. So when you hear the numbers that I shout out there, they're not all mine. They're numbers that I share with a bunch of people, and I'm very thankful for that. I started off by myself in my basement, not my mama's basement, in my basement, wanting to talk wrestling and sports. And somehow fans wanted me to separate wrestling from regular sports, and I did that, and it just turned into what it came into. Never knew, never wanted it that way. It just happened. Happened very fast when it first happened, and I like to say acquired, but you know, didn't pay anything to get Jay Chris to come on over at the time a few years back, and since then just dove in here kicking it. Some podcasts, like I say, stopped very early. New Twitch show got to be well over 100 episodes by now, you know, 200 episodes or more, 300, 400. I'm just saying, he's been on for quite a while as well, so we're not new to this. But so thank everybody who's joined and been a part of that. But one of the best things about being a part of all this last year, with the transformation of everything going on, did not have two shows that I typically always have every year, which was the first time in the 9-year history of this show or on BDSR Network that we did not have a Doozy Awards, where I give out the year's worst and everything. I didn't have a top 25 female list of 2018. So I'll be bringing both of those to you very early this year. Maybe not the Doozy, but the top 25 best females of the year will be coming to you very, very, very soon. And also a discussion I've been trying to hold off, had it without him being here, but now he's here. So I want to end it with this, Jay Chris. This boy over here named Hugo, he must hang out with Adrian Bronner. You know that guy who – that fight's $75, by the way, Jay Chris. Who the hell is paying $75 for Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Bronner?
Not me.
No offense, Spotface Promotions, who's somewhere in the production team, being a part of joining the About Billions team. I'm not paying $75 for Adrian Bronner. And I always tell people to buy or not to buy. I know what I will pay for, since Hugo wants to hate on the GOAT of the UFC. Do you see the card that is for the next John Jones fight, Hugo?
Yes. Yeah, it's big.
That
it's
is the greatest card in the history of anything. Okay, I'm sorry. It is the greatest card. What UFC is that going to be, Hugo?
Like 234, 235,
yeah.
Something like that?
235, I think. Okay. Incredible. Incredible. I can't sit here and lie and say I know the guy that he's actually fighting on that card. But you got friend of program Tyrone Woodley will be fighting on that card. Robbie Rufus Lawler will be on that card. Jeremy Stevens is on this card. You have, good Lord, Diego Sanchez versus Mickey Gall, Holly Holmes. I mean, the list goes, OSP is on this card. John Jones is on this card. This is just a phenomenal card, as you will get to witness the GOAT of MMA. I said this, I'm going to say it every single week on this program until people understand. As a person who loves sports, how can you not like John Jones? How can you not? His skill is not steroid-driven, Jay Chris. Steroids don't help you say, you know what? I'm going to grab him by his hands, interlock my hands, and then use my length and throw an elbow. Steroids does that? I don't think so. That's his intuition. If steroids can, if there's a limitless pill out there, we would all probably be taking it, right? So he's taking a limitless pill? He's taking street drugs. And if you want to ridicule this man for taking street drugs, then guess what? Look in the mirror, because I guarantee you get high somewhere. You're drinking something. You're doing something that you shouldn't probably be doing. And access at that. So this man can whoop your ass while he's drunk and high, have a pentagon worth of steroids in his system, which is a – what is a pentagon? I will explain to you what a pentagon is. It's a – it's like a pinch of salt broken up into 50 million pieces. This man's not cheating. He doesn't need to cheat to whoop y'all ass. He just whoop y'all ass. And the conspiracy theory will always stay with me, and I will never let it die. Just like I believe HIV is a man-made drug to control the population of the world. And what is that conspiracy theory? There's no way in hell you're going to fail a drug test that you know is coming. Jay Chris, I give you 4 weeks, and I'm going to tell you on this date, you're going to take a drug test. Are you going to fail?
Not at all.
Not going to fail. Hey, Jay Chris, I need to see you in my office right now. Took a drug test. If you were doing something, you would fail. You know what I'm saying? That's my point. You pass randoms, but you fail the one you know. Not once, but twice? Come on, people. Come on. Either you're pretty stupid, which I don't think he is. Okay? Arrogant, maybe. Cocky, especially. Dumb, I don't think so. This man doesn't have to cheat to whoop y'all ass. But y'all have to figure out how something to slow his ass down because y'all can't stand him. Why? Because he's an unapologetic black man. Y'all was cheering for Rampage Jackson barking and stuff. That was fine. What happened to Rampage? He ain't nobody's goat. Anderson Silva was somebody's goat. You know what? He was Brazilian. I'm not Brazilian. No offense, Hugo.
I neither.
Okay, I'm just saying. You know? The best brown fighter in MMA history. Cannot be. If it goes down right now, they would remember guys like Rampage Jackson. Some would say Sugar Rashad Evans, which got me into MMA, but no, it's not him. Okay? And then maybe, right, maybe you would throw out Tyron Woodley. But that's it. And I like Tyron Woodley. An awful lot. Friend of the program. In this program 3 to 4 times. Okay? Have nothing against Tyron Woodley. John Jones is everything that you love about Anderson Silva, GSP, and everybody else. And he whoops their boy's butt that makes videos about all about them cakes. Point blank and simple. John Bones Jones is the greatest fighter in U.S. history.
It's something he will never do. Go to heavyweight and get his butt kicked in heavyweight.
Excuses.
Why do you have to go to heavyweight?
Right, because it's an excuse.
Boy Mighty Mouse, right? Just like your boy Mighty Mouse. I told you. I told you, Mike. Your boy Mighty Mouse, right? You have to go up and wait.
Did he not win the first time he fought him? Is that fight not 1-1? With Mighty Mouse, are they not 1-1 against each other? So... Okay, he lost one, and I think it was we already know the whole political thing with him in the UFC. He was a halfway foot out the door anyway. I'm not gonna say he didn't care because I think people care, but whatever. But
yeah, you care about your W's and L's, right? I mean, you would think
exactly. This isn't pro wrestling, right? Yeah. Right. You care about your right. That's why John Jones is the best. He's never lost.
Never lost.
Undefeated. Never lost. Listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here. We'll see you Monday. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. And don't love God. And just because I know somebody from Chicago is listening. Cubs! We out of here, y'all. Peace.
This is the Soulless Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soulless Sports. we keep it hot, man.
And that's still going to ride because Stone Cold said so.
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.